As we prepare to enter into our prayer time this morning, let me share with you joys and concerns we have become aware of throughout this past week. A number of members have celebrated birthdays this past week: John Hendricks on Wednesday, Dick Boris yesterday, and Betty Canfield yesterday as well. So we celebrate with them. We also celebrate with Joanne Sine, who is here this morning in worship, thankfully, and wishes to express gratitude to all who have sent cards and called, sent flowers, provided support and prayers as she has recuperated in the aftermath of her surgery. And we'll keep those prayers coming your way, Joanne. Also, a reminder from Jen Gilbert, who called to our attention that we are remembering today her father-in-law's 74th birthday. His name is Ricky Gilbert, and he would have celebrated his birthday today. And a joy that I've been waiting to share with you, and that is the birth of a grandson. Yesterday morning at 6:35. Levi Calvin Young came into this world. Jenny and little one are doing well. Ruby is a proud big sister. And needless to say, Bob and I are overjoyed. And the rose is on the altar. I realized Don Atkiss had said to me, when the little one arrives, go clip some roses from St. John's Rose Garden. Well, they're sort of coming to an end. So I found two little ones that made me smile, and it made me smile especially because the variety is, very appropriately, Olympiad. Go figure. Okay, so in the midst of the Olympics, that seemed like a good choice. Also concern we want to keep in our prayers, Steve Bossert, who has been in the hospital this past week and continues to deal with health issues. No doubt each of us come this morning with our own joys and concerns, our prayers. Be confident that as we lift up our prayers today, God is listening. Let's pray. Creator God, we come before you this day, awed and humbled by your greatness, comforted and challenged by your love for all of creation. We come longing to be known by you, to be fed by you, to be the recipients of your compassion and grace. Quiet our minds that we might sense how very close you are to us at this moment, and open our hearts that we might be receptive to your leading and responsive to your word. As we pause to reflect on the week now behind us, we offer up to you all that is on our minds and in our hearts. We offer up to you our grief, our pain, our worries, our fears, our disappointments. We pray for those who have lost loved ones in recent days. We pray for those who are struggling with a variety of health concerns and ongoing physical challenges. We pray for those who have lost their homes to wildfires and other natural disasters. And, O God, we continue to pray for those who suffer as a result of the pandemic and the havoc it has caused on so many levels of life. Even as we deal with the downside of things, we pause to celebrate those things that give us joy, that give us hope: the birth of little ones, birthdays, and milestones in our lives, people who bring us joy and hope. And we continue to give thanks for those who have been able to get out and about, to travel and vacation, to be once again with family and friends. As we think about the world in which we live, the nation of which we are a part, reports of gun violence continue to fill the headlines of our daily news, and we pray. We pray for wisdom beyond our own as we seek lasting solutions to the ongoing crises. and for the resolve to do the hard work that leads to more peaceful ways of addressing conflict and solving disagreements. As division continues to cripple our nation, may those whose minds have been made up and whose hearts have been hardened be open to listening to the stories of those with whom they disagree. May they be willing to see through the eyes of those who are suffering and crying out to be heard. Loving Jesus, as you saw the need of the hungry crowd and had compassion on them, so may you have compassion on us, for we too so often are like sheep without a shepherd, desperately in need of what only you can offer. Please hear our prayers and grant us your peace. This we pray in your holy name. Amen.
We give and we share as a way of showing our gratitude and our thanksgiving for the gifts that we have been given and received, and for the opportunity to offer them up and share them with others. Let us give thanks this day as we present and bless our morning's offerings. Loving God, giver and gift, we present our offerings to you this day, knowing that at the heart of these tangible gifts lie our hopes and dreams for our church, our community, and our world. May this act of giving be a testament to our open hearts and open hands. May we not underestimate all that you can do with all that we bring. May we use it all in ways that honor you and all people. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. As you go out into the world this day, I encourage you to start with the grassy area over by the meditation garden for a time of fellowship. We look forward to greeting you out there outside. I don't think it's raining. It looks like the sun is coming out. And then as you head on your way into the remainder of your day, I encourage you to never underestimate the abundant love of God, the miraculous peace of Christ, and the mysterious power of God's Holy Spirit, all of which are yours this day and go with you into all the days ahead. Amen.